Good morning. Okay, so I'm not Forrest MacDonald, and I'm not even probably the next best thing, but I'll do my best with some remarks that he gave me. My father told me that the first time he attended a regional meeting of the Philadelphia Society, it was at the invitation of John Wilson. So thank you, John, for that, for starting this off for me and my son, who's also attended. He didn't have any idea what the organization was. Sometimes I think we don't know either. He also didn't know anyone in it. Little did he suspect that his closest friends would come to be numbered among its members here, and many of you, I've tried to pass along his regards to you. At this first session, my father, and I'm sure this will surprise every one of you, offered a critique of the principal speaker. He was a Washington insider and a non-member, and my father called his own critique, well, you know, reasonable, but John called it devastating. Needless to say, a lively discussion ensued, and I don't know why that seemed to happen wherever my father was. Afterward, the Commodore, Don Lipsett, invited my father to the next national meeting. This was at the Drake Hotel in Chicago. His advice to my dad was, next time, Forrest, don't be so restrained. This started a close affiliation that included his serving as president from 1988 to 1990. At one point, my mother, Ellen, also served as trustee and vice president. So it's in my blood, as it were. Once I asked my father many years ago, well, what is the Philadelphia Society? He said, it's a group of like-minded individuals that never meet in Philadelphia. He said this for years whenever I tried to get an explanation out of him. But then the society blew that explanation by holding a national meeting in Philadelphia at the Sheraton Society Hill. It was actually my first meeting. It was quite exhilarating. But then Dad had to change his explanation of what is the Philadelphia Society. So he started explaining it this way. It's the one place where I can say whatever I want without threat of reprisal. That is an amazing thing for an academic to have to say. But listening to Gordon Lloyd yesterday, it's clear that that's still the case for many of us, and I can tell you that holds true for corporate America as well. You have to be careful, but here we don't have to be. Now, I'm not sure which of these two definitions Lenore Ely heard as a graduate student in my father's historiography class. You'll have to ask her later, maybe both of them. But later on, he got tired of trying to explain the inexplicable. So when asked about the society, he would launch into a detailed account about Hamilton's Funding and Assumption Act. Much easier to understand. Although my father can no longer participate in PhilSoc, his memories of the people involved are alive and well. They entertain him and they sustain him. But he knows, as I know, and every one of you knows, that this is no time to rest on memories. In 50 years, the children and grandchildren of the youngest people here need to be able to say, not just that this is a safe place for us to speak our minds, but that we have made the difference. Thank you.